KQED.
Inside the walls of prison.
Johnny Cash first performed the song Greystone Chapel as part of the legendary record he made at Folsom Prison near Sacramento 50 years ago tomorrow. It was also the day the man in black met the song's author. He was Folsom Prison inmate Glenn Shirley. As KQED's Chloe Veltman tells us, the encounter was to change the man's lives for better and for worse.
The night before Johnny Cash's appearance at Folsom, a prison minister handed him a recording of inmate Glenn Shirley's song, inspired by the penitentiary's imposing granite chapel. Gene Bealey, then a young reporter, was at the scene.
John says, well, anybody got a tape recorder? So I raised my hand. Then we put this little demo tape on there, and it was Greystone Chapel by Glenn Shirley. He says, I want to record this tomorrow.
Bealey says Cash copied down the lyrics in his hotel room and started working up the song. Bealey caught the rehearsal on tape.
Inside the walls of prison. Keep going a little while, Carly.
The next morning, Cash and his entourage headed out to record what would become one of the most influential albums of the 20th century, Johnny Cash at Folsom Prison. Glenn Shirley had a front row seat in the prison's drab cafeteria for the show. The convict was doing time for armed robbery, and he had no idea that Cash had gotten hold of his song.
This song was written by our friend Glenn Shirley. And hope we do your song justice, Glenn. We're going to do our best.
Cash performed many prison concerts during his career, including four dates at Folsom. But the 1968 gig helped to relaunch the singer's career, which was floundering at the time in a drug-addled haze. It also boosted Cash's ongoing campaign for prison reform. That's an issue which his daughter, Tara Cash Schwebel, says her father held dear.
I think it really spoke to his rebellious side. He really had a passion for standing up for these people who were locked up, you know, and treated so poorly.
Cash and Shirley hit it off. A lifelong Christian who believed strongly in redemption, Cash did a lot to get his new friend on the right path. He helped Shirley cut his own album. In 1971, he lobbied successfully to get the handsome inmate paroled and gave him a job as a performer with his band. Shirley tried to adjust to his new life on the outside. He joined Cash's crusade for prison reform, got married, and adopted a son. Keith Shirley remembers his dad fondly.
My dad had a great laugh and a great smile. We did a lot of things together, and he was fun.
But the budding rock star found it hard to cope with being thrust under the spotlight after years in prison. Keith Shirley says his dad was battling drug addiction and wasn't easy to live with.
There was a lot of domestic trouble between he and my mom.
The issues bled into his professional life. Tara Cash Schwebel says Shirley's behavior became erratic.
And so my father realized that, you know, it was time to kind of break the ties with him.
Cash kicked Shirley out of the band, and his life spiraled out of control. In 1978, he killed himself. He was 42. Schwebel says her father was devastated.
It was a wake-up call that he realized he couldn't save everybody.
On the day Cash heard the news about Shirley's suicide, his son Keith says the singer drew a picture in his journal of a bird flying away from a prison cell window.
And beneath it he wrote the caption, "The Lord has set my soul free."
These are words from Greystone Chapel, the song that first brought the two men together.
Inside the walls of prison, my body may be, but my Lord has set my soul free.
For the California Report, I'm Chloe Veltman.